Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you? Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to finish my claim off. I was just talking to a woman while I was with my telephone went off.
Yes, sir. Can I have your social, please?
420-88-1645.
Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Excuse me?
Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Calvin Gates.
And your date of birth?
9/12/61.
And your driver's license number, state ID number?
121-45-40-300.
Hey, are you a U.S. citizen?
Ma'am?
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, not quite.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
12.
Hey, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Benefit card.
Hey, what's a good mailing address for you?
117 Avalon Avenue, Hueytown, Alabama.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Yes, it can be my mailing address.
Okay. And has your address changed in the past year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what's a good phone number for you?
205-720-7688.
Okay, just to verify, I have your mailing address. It's 117 Avalon Avenue, Bessemer, Alabama, 35023.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work
this
in another
state?
Oh, okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was the last day that you worked?
I would say probably July 12th. July 12th.
And that was of this year?
Yes, this year.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you, if conditions exist?
Yeah, I can work. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer
No.
you work? And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No, 15 would be good. 20, I'd take that.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
At least about 15.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title?
Crane operator. Overhead crane operator.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Not yet.
You said you're not seeking work in your current occupation?
I'm not looking for it just yet. Not just yet. I got some other things going on, but no. I just say no.
Okay, so if I put no, it's just going to be asking what other jobs would you be looking for?
Excuse me?
If I put no, it's just going to ask what other jobs would you be looking for?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't guess I got you. Lord have mercy. Now I'm getting all confused in there. I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that one.
And who is your separated employer or the job that you're filing for unemployment for?
Run that by me again now.
Who's your separating employer or the job that you're filing for unemployment for?
I don't really understand you. I'm trying to figure this out now.
What job are you filing for? The name of the business?
Oh, the name of the business was Genetic Logistics. See, I'm it.
You have a phone number for them?
Yeah.
Do you have a phone number for them?
Let me see. I'm trying to find some stuff here for you. Oh, God. Where did I put this stuff at? Because I had just, a lady had almost finished the thing off, and I don't even know why they're still in y'all computer. I'm hoping that it would be. I don't have the phone machine. I'm trying to find. I just got all this about the issue. Okay, it's a number right here. I got a number. 205-253-9544.
Do you remember what your start date was there?
Say what now?
Do you remember what your start date was there?
Oh, boy, it was last year sometime. I would say around August. Somewhere around August 12th, 2020.
And what city were you working in?
Tuscaloosa.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working there?
terminated.
Did they give you a reason why?
Yeah, because they were going to give me a drug test, but I had left there and went all and come all the way back home to Birmingham, and I wasn't going back because it's a long way away. So that's why that's what happened.
And your phone went out. Can you repeat that one more time for me, sir?
They let me left there without taking the drug test. And when they called me, I was already 40 miles away from there, and I wasn't going back. So they said I refused it. So I'm going to say I refused it.
And do you know the name of the person who terminated you?
No, I don't. It's just a job, Shenetic Logistics.
And do you remember what date they terminated you?
About the 12th of July this year.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
No.
And was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
And did you do anything to try to resolve the issue before you were terminated?
No. Because I didn't know that until I went there to give him a doctor issue. Then they told me. So that's how I found out.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
I'm now going to give you a PIN number for you to be able to do your weekly certifications. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, let me find it. Let me find a PIN. Okay.
It's going to be 4561.
4561.
Okay, so now I'm just going to read you the closing statements.
Excuse me?
I'm going to read you the closing statements.
Okay.
I think the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Enrollment takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must follow weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is
www.labor.alabama.gov. Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
7389, okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call
1-800-361-4524. Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Gates, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Hey, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
And the same to you. Bye-bye.